Of all Jim's ideas, the most fruitful was his insistence that military operatives and scientists should journey to the wildest corners of their imaginations, unafraid to appear harebrained and half-baked in their pursuit of a new kind of weapon, something cunning and big-hearted and non-lethal. The foam is one of hundreds of similar inventions mentioned in a leaked 2002 U.S. Air Force report, Non-Lethal Weapons, Terms and References, which comprehensively details the latest endeavors in this field. There are a number of acoustic weapons, the blast wave projector, the Kirdler unit, and the low-frequency infrasound, which, according to the leaked report, easily penetrates most buildings and vehicles and creates nausea, loss of bowels, disorientation, vomiting, potential internal organ damage, or death. Jim Channon's successors seem more laissez-faire about their definition of the term non-lethal than he was. Then there are the race-specific stink bomb and the chameleon camouflage suit, neither of which has got off the ground yet, because nobody can work out how to invent them. There is a special pheromone that can be used to mark target individuals and then release bees to attack them. There is the electric glove, the electric police jacket, which jolts anyone who touches it, the net gun, and the electric net gun, which is the same as the net gun, but will release an electric shock if the target tries to struggle. There are all manner of holograms, including the death hologram, used to scare a target individual to death. Example, a drug lord with a weak heart sees the ghost of his dead rival appearing at his bedside and dies of fright. And the prophet hologram, the projection of the image of an ancient god over an enemy capital whose public communications have been seized and used against it in a massive psychological operation. The 1st Earth Battalion's Colonel John Alexander is named as a co-author of the report. He lives in the suburbs of Las Vegas, in a large house filled with Buddhist and Aboriginal art and military awards.